I'm Allison Jacobson, a transformational coach for women in midlife who are ready to rediscover who they were before they took on the roles of mom, partner, caregiver, and manager of everyone in the family. Women who are ready to live out their dreams but don't know or are afraid to take those first steps. I want to help you make midlife the time when you achieve all of your goals. So let's get started. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Midlife Mavericks. I'm your host, Allison Jacobson. So glad you're joining me today. This is going to be a really special one because this guest of mine, I absolutely love. I recorded an episode for her podcast that's going to be coming out soon. And again, I say this all the time, but there are so many women I connect with through podcasting that I would never meet. And my guest, Danielle Kobo, is definitely one of them. She is an international transformational speaker, a career consultant, a best-selling author, and a podcast host. And in fact, her book is coming out this week, Unstoppable Grit. And that is what she's all about. Danielle, welcome to Midlife Mavericks.
Thank you so much for having me on the podcast. I'm excited to be here.
So let's jump right in. How did you, why Unstoppable Grit? What started you down this path?
When I look and reflect back on my life, I think about the trials and tribulations that I've gone through. Like many of us, we've gone through hardships and challenges. But what was those defining moments that helped me continue to move forward? In addition to what I saw and helped me move forward, what were some of the qualities that other people saw in me when they're going, how are you able to just bounce back so quickly after some of these challenges that you've experienced? And the underlying theme amongst everyone that I heard was, Danielle, you have a lot of grit. And I'm going, grit. Interesting. That's such an interesting choice of words because it's not a word that we use in our everyday language. But according to Angela Duckworth, who did a TED talk on grit, it's passion and perseverance towards long-term goals. And when I look back on my life, I would absolutely agree with what people say. Grit is the word that defines how I show up in life.
So let's talk about that because your life went through a major shift in 2020, right?
It did. It went through a major shift in 2020. In 2019, my husband had been serving a year deployment. So he was deployed in Iraq. My twin boys at the time were between 1.5 and 2.5 years old. So when 2020 came around and he comes home, here he comes home to toddlers. They are no longer drinking out of bottles. They are walking, if not just walking, they're running around the house. They are formulating full sentences with him. And so when he came back from deployment, our year 2020 started off with a big shift in navigating this new life with him being home after spending a year in war and us in our own rhythm and our own routine. And how do we come together through our routine? And how do we kind of formulate back together as a united family? Mm-hmm. And as we started to find our rhythm, March 8th, I unexpectedly lost my mom. My mom passed away and she passed away from suicide. Mm. And I was devastated. And in a moment where I was trying to even cope and understand with what my mom was going through and trying to, in my mind, like figure out why that decision was made, March 13th, the world shut down with the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And so as I'm trying to plan this celebration of life, I'm trying to cope, I'm trying to heal, I'm trying to honor my mom and in the life that she led, the world shut down and I wasn't able to go back home and even find some sort of closure when packing up our house. I had to have family members come in that lived locally in the area. And as I was going through this traumatic experience of losing my mom and so in such a devastating way, the company that I was with, that I'd been with for 7 years, had been acquired by a larger company. And the culture went through a drastic shift. And I ended up leaving the company due to a very, very toxic work environment. So when I look at 2020 was a year where many of us went through changes. Everyone went through some sort of shift in life. For me, it seemed as though every aspect of my life was going through a shift. It was my career. It was my immediate family with my husband coming back from deployment. It was my extended family with my mom losing my mom. So I went through a period of time where I felt like I had lost my identity. I was confused. I was hopeless in many senses. I didn't know where was this next part and phase of my life going to lead me.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting when you use the word grit, because I had similar circumstances that you might call. My first son died of SIDS. I went through bankruptcy. My second husband has primary progressive MS. And so for me, it was always about kind of like an earthquake, right? When the earth is shaking and all you can do is just stand still and wait for it to stop, right? And almost keep yourself in that door frame, and then you have to just wait for it to stop. So I so understand what you're saying, and I'm so sorry for all you went through. I mean, that is a lot, especially when you have little kids at the time.
Yeah. I mean, having those moments of, you described it so eloquently and relatable of the earth coming from, I'm a Californian at heart. So I understand earthquakes, and that's exactly what it felt like. I was just trying to brace myself as my life was just shaking around me. And to come to my kids, when I found out the news about my mom, my nanny was home. I was home. My husband wasn't home yet. And I collapsed to the ground in my bedroom and I just start bawling. And my kids have never really seen me cry before. And so they were very confused. And I don't even know how to explain what had happened. Eventually, I told them that my mom had passed. I still have not. They're 6 years old. So it's not really at the age right now to explain the how it happened. Yeah. But it is a very difficult age to experience all of that, especially in a moment where you feel like you're starting to learn to be a mom and then to have your mom gone.
Yeah, I can only imagine. And, you know, and I don't want to get too off topic, but I think it's interesting because you had to experience grief of your mom, and we were all experiencing grief of the world shutting down. And to find time to process grief when you are caring for little kids and trying to take care of yourself, and then to have the job on top of it, that's tough.
Yeah, there was moments where I had taken my company was very understanding and gave me some time to take off of work. I got about a week of work off. And I remember coming back probably a couple days in and thinking that I can answer emails. And I started to respond to emails. Yeah. And I immediately, within an hour, was saying, nope, I'm not ready. I am not emotionally ready to respond to these emails. And that was kind of a first for me as well. I dedicate a lot of my time to my career. And I'm one of those people that can compartmentalize kind of my life. Okay, I'm at work. I'm going to be in work mode. But that was really the defining moment in my life where I said, no, there's no compartmentalizing work and personal life. This is now one. And that's when I've learned also too, that in order for us to be successful, we need to be able to bring our whole selves to work. If there is turmoil going on at home, it's very hard for us to be able to show up 100% at work. Just like if there's challenges going on at work, it's very difficult for us to be showing up as this loving, caring parent, spouse, friend, if there's situations going on at work. So when I work with organizations, I believe that it's very important that we're empowering our employees with the tools to be able to bring their whole selves to work.
So you do corporate consulting, you've got the book, you're a speaker. Tough question, but what part do you enjoy the most?
Ooh, that is. I really enjoy the one-on-one that I get to have. One of my leading love languages is acts of service and quality time. And so I thoroughly enjoy the consulting aspect where I get to help somebody who's transitioning from corporate and they're looking to build a business, or maybe they're in corporate and they want to take their career to the next level and they're looking about how am I going to get a new job? How am I going to get promoted? So I enjoy the intimacy of that because I really get to be part of that transformation.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, I feel so good when I see a client transform. It just, it makes me feel so good. But let's get into your book. So what made you decide to write a book?
That year of 2020 was what made me decide to write the book, because I knew in a moment in 2020, there was so much uncertainty going on in our world. And I was going on LinkedIn and I continued to see people that were losing their jobs and people that were, it was called the Great Resignation. Either people were getting laid off or they were deciding to leave. And there was like, I kept hearing a continuous theme. Everybody wanted clarity, 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 clarity. They all want clarity on what this, what's the life going to look like once the pandemic goes back to, I guess, normal, even though I don't believe there is a new normal where our lives are changed because of it in good ways and negative ways. But they all wanted clarity. And I thought, well, how can I take my years of experience of going through challenges within my upbringing, working in corporate, being a senior sales manager for a Fortune 500 company and helping people get promoted within their roles? How can I take all of that experience and help other people break through the roadblocks that are standing between them and achieving their goals and helping them thrive amongst adversity and build a career and life that they love? So a lot of the steps that I take people through are some of the steps that I took myself to pull myself out of that situation of 2020 where I was feeling lost and confused. I was able to regain clarity and within 2.5 years, build a thriving business, become a best-selling author, host a podcast that's rated top 5% globally, and more importantly, be more present with my kids and my spouse than ever before. And I thought that my life was going to look like climbing the corporate ladder. I would have never thought that my life is where it is now. But if it wasn't through that hardship, I wouldn't be here today. And I am so happy and I love what I do.
We're talking to Danielle Kobo, whose book Unstoppable Grit just came out this week. And, you know, it's interesting because people will say to me too, and I'm sure you get this too, I could never go through what you went through. And I'm sure, just like me, you thought, well, I didn't ask for this. And you don't really have a choice. You do go through it. And I always say, I would give anything to have my baby back, anything. But I, same thing. I was in corporate. I was doing other things. And then it fundamentally changed who I was and gave me that clarity of what was my soul purpose? What was it that my soul was calling me to do? So you just said you had some tips from your book about what you tell people. So can you share some of those with us?
I love how you said, what does your soul want? Because that's exactly what I was looking back at that time. And I said, what do I, when I think about my future, what legacy do I want to leave? I am now a mom and I'm a leader and I'm in a position where I get to show up as a role model and leader in all areas of my life. And so one of the first steps that I took when it came to gaining clarity for me was, it was very interesting. I went on social media and I texted some of my friends and family members and I said, you know, I'm going through a couple exercises right now to help me gain clarity on what this next step in my career is going to look like and in my life is going to look like. And I said, if there's three words to describe me, what would it be? And I remember going on Facebook in a moment where I was so discouraged and frustrated and hopeless and in some ways depressed. I was having anxiety attacks consistently because I was the primary breadwinner of my family. And I was in a position where I was looking for a job for the first time in over 2 decades. And I remember looking on Facebook and hearing in the comments, impactful, inspiring, empowering, driven, resourceful, helpful. I mean, they just filled the comments. And I said, wow, these are the qualities and characteristics that people see in me that I don't necessarily see in myself. And that was a good reflection for me to start believing in myself, because when we believe in ourselves, other people will believe in us. And so I took all of those words and I created a word cloud. So at any moment in my life where I'm experiencing doubt or that inner critic telling me that I'm not good enough, I look at that word cloud. And then second to that is I said, okay, so these are the words that people are describing me. Now, what are my core values? And so I have a couple exercises that I, when I'm doing workshops and I'm doing programs or coaching with people as well, we'll do a value cards exercise where we narrow it down to what are their core values. So I identified what my core values were. And then my third step was I started to think about, it's not a matter of what do I want to do. It's a matter of who do I get to be? What's the legacy that I get to leave behind? And so I wrote my own obituary, which is an interesting exercise to go through, but also can be very insightful. So I wrote an obituary from my colleague's perspective and from my family member's perspective. Because at the end of the day, people aren't going to say, well, one thing that I love about Danielle is she was a really hard worker. No, they're going to know, how did I make them feel when I was with them? How did they feel and experience me when I wasn't in the room? What was the lasting impact that I made? And so that obituary helps me reflect in any decision that I'm making and saying, is what I'm doing helping me live in alignment with my core values? And how is it helping me show up and leave the legacy that I want to leave?
That is great. I also think it's so important. Companies have mission statements, but too often people don't have mission statements. And I think, like we said, that that corporate and business intersects with family, and we need to make sure our personal mission statement is aligned with what we're doing with business. I think that's so important. And so that clarity came to you through those exercises. And did it give you the passion too?
Absolutely. I started to think not so much about tying my success and my worth to my paycheck, my title, where I was in my career. And I started to look at my life and go, how do I feel inside when it comes to fulfillment? And the actions that I'm taking right now, do I feel fulfilled? And how am I not only pouring into myself, how am I pouring into others? And so much of where I look at success now is not necessarily tied to a paycheck, a title, or income. It's more or less, how do I feel at the end of the day? Do I go to bed knowing that I made a positive impact in somebody's life? That's how I really measure success at this point.
And I think that's so also important for your kids to see you doing what you love rather than just for a paycheck.
I had this moment yesterday. I was riding in the car with my kids to church, and one of my boys is next to me, and he is in his little notebook and he's writing Unstoppable Grit. And he's like, look at mommy, I wrote your book in here. I'm going to be one of the first to buy your book.
Oh.
And he'll sit there and he'll take my phone and he'll watch my speaker reel over and over and over again. I think he has my speaker reel memorized at this point. But I think back and I go, wow, if there is any motivation to write that book, to see in my kids' eyes how proud they are of me. And how I get to show them the possibilities of what they can create in their lives. That was such a moment of like being proud of myself for the mom that I get to be and the mom that I get to show them and the world that they get to create. So I tell my son, I said, you know, from now on, you're going to be announcing me at all my upcoming speaking engagements, because he walks around and like he gets this big smile on his face and he goes, my mommy is an author. And he tells everybody and he tells Aww. Everyone to buy my book. And I'm like, that's just so sweet for my 6-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have to believe that, you know, this path you're on now is so much more empowering and free than when you were working for a corporation.
Oh, absolutely. I thought I was happy in corporate. And I did. I had a very successful career in corporate, but it was a very linear. It was a, this was my projected path. I was going to go from a sales rep in medical sales, and then I was going to be a manager, and I was on the path to be a director, and I was going to climb the corporate ladder. If you would have asked me 3 years ago that you're going to be an author and that you're going to have a podcast and you're going to be a speaker, I would have said, absolutely not. I lived my life in the confines of this is the corporate world and this is what success looks like. Now I look at the world and go, well, what do I get to create now? I'm terrified, terrified of heights. But there's a part of me deep down inside that wants to go skydiving just for the mere fact that I'm going, well, if I could write a book, I could go skydiving. If I could face my fear in one way, I could do it in another way.
Exactly. And what, okay, so you're speaking, you're an author, the podcast, how did that come about?
The podcast came about because first my podcast was Dream Job with Danielle Kobo. A lot of what my consulting business is helping people promote into new roles, either kind of one thing. They're either looking for a job, and I believe in positioning yourself where you're attracting job opportunities. They either want to get promoted or they want to start a business. So it's a lot of career development. And there are some people that can are able to work with me and have the financial means to do it. And there's some people that are not. But what is a way that I can impact all people's lives in a positive way, whether they can work with with me directly or not? And that's what started the podcast. But I'm sure you can attest to this, that what I enjoy most about the podcast is meeting people from all over the world that I would have never met if it wasn't for podcasting, as well as getting into a deep, meaningful conversation that would probably take several conversations in a normal setting, because in podcasting, you go right into the, you go right to the depths of the conversation pretty quickly. And so I've met people all over the world that have become friends, that have come down to visit me in Florida, and I've spent time with, all through podcasting.
It really, it is such a great connector. And I feel the same way. So I know that there are people who are in the depths of grief, like you and I were. And it's fine for us to say, you know, do a vision board, do a word cloud. But when you're struggling, just, I'm sure for you, it was the same way, struggling to get out of bed those first few days of grief. How did you do it? How did you take those first few steps?
So my grief, I think there's a bit of a backstory that I want to share with the grief of for what I experienced. My mom was somebody who I, in many respects, admired. She was, in my upbringing, she was a single mom. She was going to school full time. She was raising a five-year-old. With that said, my mom and I had a very challenging relationship. I eventually found out, I didn't meet my dad till I was 15. I eventually found out later on in my life that my mom kidnapped me from my dad when I was 2 years old. So the most recent 13 years of my life were actually estranged from my mom. And there was, we were getting to a point where we were going to start to maybe have some conversations because she had been hospitalized a couple months earlier to the time that she passed for taking a bunch of pills, and she was in the hospital. And so we started to kind of engage in some conversations. And I think that's important to share because my grief may be different than somebody who had a very strong relationship with their mom. Their mom was their rock. That's a very different type of grief than somebody who's been estranged for somebody for 13 years. My grief was questioning, what if? What if I repaired my relationship with my mom? What if my mom, could my mom have gotten, my mom and I gotten in a good place? And could we have healed? And it's a question that I still ask myself today. And my, I'm very grateful that I have a husband who's very supportive, who says, you know what, you probably, unfortunately, you wouldn't be where you're at today in this healing process. And if it wasn't for losing your mom, that's part of what shaped you into who you are today. And writing the book was a very therapeutic healing process because through the self-discovery, I've learned that, you know, when you become a mom, you start to appreciate how hard motherhood is. You know, every time my kids don't eat the food, the dinner that I cook, I look up at my mom and I'm like, okay, mom, I'm so sorry. All those times I was a picky eater.
Exactly.
But I look at my mom and go, and I'm now at a place of forgiveness and looking at her and saying, you know what, my mom, even though I don't agree with a lot of the decisions that she made, she was doing the best that she could mm-hmm. given the circumstances that she did not have a good childhood upbringing mm-hmm. at all. Mm-hmm. And while, you know, I would do some things differently, I do believe she was doing the best that she could given the circumstances. And if anything, by forgiving her, I'm not negating the actions that she took of her decision to take me from my dad, but I'm releasing the pain and the anger, and I'm loving her for who she is, knowing that we are all flawed, knowing that holding on to that anger and that resentment is not serving me, it's not serving her, and it clearly did not serve and support our relationship.
Yeah. Man, so much there, and the idea of forgiveness and the forgiveness helping you as well as the other person. And I think that's so much of surviving and getting past so many things. Danielle, thank you so much for joining me here. Your story is so powerful, and I know your boys are so proud of you. And everybody, go check out Unstoppable Grit. It's on Amazon, Barnes and Noble. You can find out more about Danielle at daniellekobo.com. Danielle, one last message. What advice would you give to women in midlife?
So let's really define what midlife is, because mm-hmm. I thought that I was midlife and I'm 40, mm-hmm. but I feel like right now my life is just beginning.
Yes.
So let's really define what midlife is for us, because my definition is completely has been redefined.
I agree. And I always say midlife is a stage, not an age. And it's the stage when you decide you're the priority and you get to do what's right for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Danielle, thank you so much. I can't wait to see how wonderful your book is doing. And for everybody, we'll see you next week. Bye now.